This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
If you're traveling for the holidays today, you may want to get on the road soon. Before noon is best, says the AAA. The worst time is between 2 this afternoon and 8 tonight. Tomorrow, Saturday, is expected to be busier than usual as Christmas travelers return home or New Year's Eve partiers travel to their destinations. Donald Trump's campaign is bristling after Maine removed him from the state's primary presidential ballot under the Constitution's insurrection clause.
The decision by Secretary of State Shenna Bellows follows a ruling earlier this month by the Colorado Supreme Court that booted Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That decision has been stayed until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether Trump is barred by the Civil War era provision, which prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The Trump campaign says it will appeal Bellows' decision to Maine state courts, and Bellows suspended her ruling until that court system rules on that case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine's calling it the most massive aerial attack since Russia invaded Ukraine. Missiles, drones targeting Ukraine for about 18 hours, says Kyiv. At least 24 people have been killed. President Zelensky's talking about this.
In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 1.5 million people are expected to ring in the new year in Paris. France says there's a very high terrorist threat, in part because of the Israel-Hamas war. This is AP News. Cher is asking a court to let her oversee her son's money situation temporarily. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
Actor-singer Cher has asked a court to give her permission to oversee the affairs of her adult son. A petition filed by Cher asked that she be named a temporary conservator overseeing her son's money. The filing says 47-year-old Elijah Blue Allman, her son with musician Greg Allman, struggles with mental health and substance abuse that have left him unable to manage his assets and potentially put his life in danger. The Oscar and Grammy-winning singer and actor filed the petition in Los Angeles Superior Court. Reached through his attorney, Elijah Allman said in a phone call with the Associated Press that he's well and able and of sound mind and body. I'm Norman Hall.
The world's population grew by 75 million people over the past year. There are more than 8 billion people on the planet, according to the Census Bureau. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.